she might turn around and ask, well, who...
Who drew these?
Or if some men have to get something heavy up on the roof of a house, they might take a block and tackle and do what to get it up there? You say they get up.
They lifted it.
Okay, lift, or with a block and tackle, they might...
pulled it up.
Okay. Sometimes you hear this term used with sailboats. They say, the sails, do you mean to get them up? They...
I don't know a thing about a sail.
Okay. Hoisted, something like that.
Well, yes.
You say that. Mm-hmm. People use that term much. Do you hear it?
Not too much around here. But I've heard it, though. Heard it used.
All right. Let's say the... Well, what would you say to somebody about 10 o'clock in the daytime and the way you're greeting them, you'd say?
A good morning.
Okay. What would be the latest that you would say, Ray?
Well, after dinner, you wouldn't say that. You'd say good afternoon after 12.
What do you call the part of the day after afternoon?
Evening.
After that?
Night.
When you're leaving somebody in the daytime, what do you usually say to them?
Bye. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay.
That's easier than right. Goodbye. It don't take as much energy.
That's true. You ever heard anybody around here say good day?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not, you know, used a lot.
And when you're leaving somebody at night, you would say?
Good night.
Yeah. Now, I suppose you've ever heard anybody say that when meeting somebody at night.
When you meet somebody, say good night? No, never ever heard that.
Okay. Say if on a farm you start to work before daylight, you say that you started before?
Dawn.
Okay. Any other way of putting that?
Well, before daylight.
Daylight or before sun?
Sun up.
Okay. Or if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you say you worked...
Wait till sun down.
Okay. We'll talk about, say, the sun rises. You say yesterday it...
rose.
And it has...
risen. Can you see?
Oh, I can feel pretty good. Pretty loud.
I must not can see because I've got my thread in a terrible knot.
Oh, really?
I have to cut it, I think.
I don't think that'd be much help. I usually have to ask for help if I drop a dime on a glass counter because I ain't figured out how to speak it up with you.
This, can't pick it out. I'll have to just cut it. Plenty.
Yeah. Say, if somebody came to see you on Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you'd say that he came when?
Last week.
Last week. You ever hear people say something like, Sunday was a week ago, or something like that?
Yes.
Could say that.
Mm-hmm.
Or say if somebody is going to come to see you, not this Sunday, but the following week.
Coming next Sunday.
Let's say if today is Saturday, that means that Sunday is...
the next day.
Or you'd say...
tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday.
If somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th, you'd say that he stayed about...
2 weeks.
Ever hear anybody